感谢主，我们一年一次啊，这样一个机会，两个地方的弟兄姊妹可以同聚在这里。
We thank the Lord that every year we have this opportunity for both gatherings to gather here.
我们这个聚会呢，是要交通侍奉。
So in this gathering, our topic is always on service.
所以我们所有的信息呢，集中在侍奉这个点上。
So all our messages are focused upon this matter of service.
那这一次呢，我们两堂哈，我在主面前寻求的时候呢，我想有一点点的感觉。
So for these two messages, I was seeking before the Lord, and I had this feeling.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要交通与神同工。
Tonight we will share about working with God.
明天晚上呢，我们要交通这个与神和好。
And tomorrow we will share upon reconciliation with God.
其实呢，不仅是与神和好，神把那个使人与神和好的职分托付给我们。
And even more than that, our Lord has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
所以侍奉有另外一个很重要的一面，是使人能够与神和好。
So an important aspect of service is that we allow man to be reconciled to God.
那么今天晚上呢，我们交通与神同工。
So tonight we will be sharing about working with God.
我们请弟兄姊妹啊，跟我先一同来读一些主的话。
Let us first read from the scripture.
我们看哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
明前第三章，我们要从第五节读到第九节。
And we will read from chapter 3, verses 5 through 9.
我先读中文，那么弟兄呢读英文。
We will first read Chinese and English.
哥林多前书第三章第五节，亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
First Corinthians 3, verse 5. What then is Apollos and what is Paul? Servants to whom you believe, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So that neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth.Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
哥林多后书第六章
Second Corinthians chapter 6,
第一节到第三节
verse 1 through 3.
我们与神同工的也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典，因为他说在悦纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。看啊，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤。
And working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time I listen to you, and on the day of salvation I help you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.There is no cause for offense in anything, but the ministry will not be discredited.
我想在我们讲到与神同工的时候，
So as we speak on this matter of working with God,
首先呢，我们要先把我们的注意力放在那个与神这个小小的词句上。
We must first put our focus upon this phrase, with God.
我们知道这个与神这个字，
We know that this phrase, with God,
说明一件事情，是神先愿意与人同在。
It speaks of one thing first, which is that God was willing
to be with us. 我们也愿意他同在。
And we are willing to be with him.
那就是首先是神先有个意愿，然后我们才有个意愿。
So God first had the response, and then we had the response.
这在侍奉上其实是一个非常重要的一个原则。
And this is a very important principle in this matter of service.
我们这里问一个问题。
Let us ask a question.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，在侍奉上。 我们应该是主动呢，还是应该是被动？
In service, should we be subject? Should we take the initiative or should we be passive?
那么我们的侍奉主动是对呢，还是被动是对？
Is it right to take the to be active or is it right to be passive?
弟兄姊妹，你能说吗？是主动对还是被动对呀？
Brothers and sisters, do you know which is right?
大家都说主动是对的。
Everyone says you have to be active.
那不一定。
But not necessary.
我们知道在使徒行传里面。
We know that in the book of Acts.
那么有两个使徒说明了这个侍奉的原则。
There are two apostles who represent the principles of service.
前面我们看见的是彼得。
In the beginning, we see Peter.
后面一大半都是叫保罗。
And the latter half is all.
这两个人呢，他们在个性上是不一样的。
And these two people have very different personalities.
我们大致上从使徒行传可以看见，彼得是比较被动。
From here we can see, from the book of Acts, we can see that Peter was more passive.
而保罗呢，是非常积极主动。
And on the other hand, Paul was very active.
所以你读使徒行传的时候，你能感觉到这两个人的侍奉呢。 一个好像是被动，另外一个是主动。
And as you read the book of Acts, you see that it seems one is more passive or one is more active.
所以有人就说呢，哎呀，不像我呢，大概是像彼得。
And so some people will say, I seem to be more like Peter.
我什么都是被动。
I do everything in a passive way.
有的人呢，像保罗，什么都是主动。
And some people are more like Paul, they're very active.
那么弟兄姊妹，到底主动对呢，还是被动对呢？
So brothers and sisters, is active right or is passive right?
其实呢，完全不在乎我们的个性。
But actually, it has nothing to do with our personality.
与神这个字告诉我们。
This phrase, with God.
是一切事情都是要神先动，我们才动。
Tells us that in everything, God must move first.
所以这个与神里面包含一个重要的侍奉的原则。
So this term, with God, has an
importance.
And if you can understand this, then your service can be pleasing to God.
所以这个与神呢，其实说明什么呢？ 是说明了被动中的主动。
So this term, with God, means that it's a passiveness in being active.
Passively active.
Or passively active.
Okay, 记住这个词啊。
So remember this.
是被动中的主动。
Passively active.
这个才是侍奉中间正确的答案。
And that is the right answer for service.
意思神不动，我们就不动。
If God doesn't move, we don't move.
神动，我们才动。
And when God moves, then we move.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道今天你像教养孩子一样。
So you can consider how you teach your kids.
那么很多时候当然都是父母爱孩子。As
you know, the parents love their kids.
但是有的时候偶尔孩子们呢，会有一个主动的一个表现。But
sometimes the children may have this active response.
孩子们有时候跑过来抱着你呢，那么哎呀说，Daddy，我真的爱你。Sometimes
the children will come up to you and say, Daddy, I love you.
哇，我们心里边非常欢喜。
And in our hearts, we have much joy.
当然，都是父母先爱，然后孩子是被动。
And of course, we know that it is the parents who love their kids first.
在被动中，主动。
But in this passiveness, there's something.
今天神愿意。
And today, God is willing.
他也希望我们能够积极的配合。
And he hopes that we will actively cooperate.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个重要的原则。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important.
所以侍奉上不是根据你我的个性。
So service is not based on our own personality.
不是你是一个主动积极个性的，你就主动服侍。
It doesn't mean that if you are an active person, then you serve actively.
那么他是一个被动的人，他就是被推着动。
Or if someone is a passive person, then they need to.
所以在使徒行传里面让我们看见。
But Acts shows us.
彼得虽然在侍奉上是被动。
That even though Peter was passive in his service.
但是是神引导他。
We see that God was leading him.
那么保罗呢，比较积极主动。
And we see that Paul was more active.
所以神很多时候要拦阻他。
And many times God would have to stop him.
因为神也教导他。
And God was also teaching.
只有神动，你在动，那个才是对。
That only when God moves and then you move, and that is right.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个与神同工，啊，这是一个重要的一个原则。
So brothers and sisters, this term, working with God, is a very important principle.
好，我们知道神有一个荣耀的工作，他要来做。
We know that God has a glorious work that He wants to do.
然后呢，他呼召我们能够与他同工。
And then He calls us to work with Him.
我想在这个与神的事情上面啊，我再加上一个点。
So in this matter of with God, I want to add another point.
这个与神这件事情说明啊，那么虽然我们是在被动中的主动。
And this with God is that even though we may be passively active,
这也说明在侍奉中，我们有我们当尽的责任。
We see that in service, we have our responsibility that we must do.
所以神动，我们也跟着动，积极的动。
So when God moves, then we actively move with Him.
另外呢，我们知道，神知道，如果呢，今天呢，我们不能跟他在一起。
And God also knows that if today we cannot be with Him,
无论生活侍奉,
whether in our life or in our service,
如果你不能与神在一起,
if you cannot be with God,
你是一定失败,
you will definitely fail.
所以不与神在一起, 这个失败的主要原因,
so a primary reason for failure is if you are not with God.
为什么？因为我们看见很多人呢，常常凭着自己的智慧，凭着自己的能力来侍奉。
We see that there are many who serve by their own wisdom and their own strength.
其实人的智慧和人的能力是挡不住魔鬼的。But
human strength and wisdom cannot stop the devil.
你再聪明，你也没有魔鬼聪明。No
matter how smart you are, you are not
stronger than the devil. 你再有能力，你也没有魔鬼有能力。
And no matter how powerful you are, you are not stronger than the devil.
所以，只有当我们与神在一起的时候。And
only when we are with God.
哇，这个创造宇宙万有的主宰，伟大的神啊！
We see our great God who is the creator of all the heavens and earth.
我们跟他在一起，
when we are with Him，
那个才是胜过仇敌和仇敌诡计的啊，唯一的一个力量。
That is the strength that overcomes the enemy and his schemes.
只有你跟神在一起，仇敌无法攻击。
And when you are with God, then the enemy has no way to attack you.
所以这个与神，这是圣经中的一个小小的词。
So this term with God is a very tiny phrase, but it is very important.
感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
他愿意与我们在一起,
that He is willing to be with us.
他渴望与我们在一起,
and He desires to be with us.
所以主耶稣到地上来的时候,
when our Lord came to this earth,
我们都知道他的名叫以马内利。
We know that His name was Emmanuel.
以马内利什么意思呢?
And what does Emmanuel mean?
就是神愿意与人同在。
God is willing to dwell with man.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个极大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is such grace.
今天神愿意与我们同在。
Today God is willing to dwell with us.
神愿意我们能与他同工。
And God desires that we should work with Him.
那我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
所以这是一个很重要的一个问题。
So this is a very important issue.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our God.
他从创世以前他有这个意念。
He already had this intention before the foundation of this world.
他计划他伟大的目的。
He had devised His great plan.
他有重要的工作来完成他的目的。
He had an important work to do to accomplish His will.
但在他的意念中啊，他是要与人一同来完成他的目的。
But in his mind, he wanted to accomplish his will with man.
虽然后来人堕落了,
And even though mankind fell,
神好像不能使用人
it seems as if God cannot use us.
但是神并没有丢弃人，对不对？
But God did not lay aside
him. 所以神就预备救恩。
So God prepared salvation.
神把我们救赎回来。
He saved us back.
那么神把我们救赎回来做什么呢？
And why did he save us back?
他的目的，人就是要叫我们与他一同来完成他的旨意。
His purpose was that we would accomplish his will to finish.
所以侍奉对我们来讲太重要了。
The service is so important for us.
其实我实在告诉弟兄姊妹
And I really want to tell brothers and
sisters. 很多教会中的难处啊
The difficulty in many churches.
不是发生在讲台讲道上
Does not occur in the pulpit with the message.
也不是发生在什么传福音这些事
It doesn't occur in the matter of sharing the gospel.
是出在侍奉上
But most of the problems occur with service.
很多教会的难处都出在侍奉上
For many churches, difficulty comes in a matter of
time. 因为我们如果服侍的对
if we are serving right,
就引进神的祝福
and we bring in God's blessing.
侍奉的不对
and if we don't serve right,
造成教会很大很大的难处
then we cause such difficulty in the church.
所以我们要知道，今天我们蒙得救之后
so we must know that after we are saved by Jesus,
神呼召我们来与他同工啊
God has called us to work with him.
这是一个非常大的一个呼召
and this is such a great call.
所以呢，能与神同工，这是神给我们极大的一个荣耀。
We are able to work with God because this is such glory from Him.
所以我们在侍奉上，我们应该知道我们是与神同工的一般。
So as we serve with God, we must know that we are working with God.
当然，今天我们也清楚一件事情。
But we also know.
为神做工跟与神同工是完全不一样。
That doing works for God is completely different from working with God.
这个与神同工，这个才是真正的侍奉。
Working with God is true service.
所以当一个人要与神同工的时候
，If a person wants to work with God,
他必须有个意念，他没有自己的工作。
He must realize he has no work of himself.
啊，我们是蒙召来做神所要我们做的工。
We are called to do God's work.
所以对于所有神的儿女来讲
and for all God's children,
甚至在有侍奉的人来讲
and even for those who are serving other people,
我们必须坚决认识一件事情工作是他的不是我的
We must absolutely realize that the work is His, not ours.
神今天只不过是呼召我们来与他同工而已
Today God has simply called us to work with Him.
你看在哥林多前书第三章啊
In 1 Corinthians 3,
保罗在这里讲到了这个要与神同工的时候
啊，看到了一节。
Paul speaks about working with God.
他前面呢又提到了这个两件重要的事情。
He discussed two important matters.
他在第五节说亚波罗算什么
？In verse 5, he says, "What then is Apollos?"
那么保罗算什么
？And what is Paul?
当然我们知道了，今天呢，如果保罗在这只说亚波罗算什么，哇，那个问题就很大。
Now of course we know that if here Paul had only said what is Apollos, then we would have had a great.
所以你知道有很多侍奉主的人呢，彼此这个有难处的是他算什么，这个很是一个很可怕的事情。
We know that among many of those who serve God, a great difficulty comes up when someone says what is he.
保罗没有说他保亚波罗算什么，但是保罗算什么。
So Paul doesn't just say what then is Apollos, he has.
但我们知道保罗跟亚波罗的关系是非常亲密。
We know that Paul had a very close relationship with.
所以他可以用亚波罗来做个例子。
And that's why he could use Apollos as an example.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们在侍奉主的事上呢，我们要明白。这个意义
And as we serve God, we must understand this.
这个侍奉的人在神跟前实在算不得。
That the person who serves God truly doesn't count for anything.
这个算什么？这是人的问题。我们这人实在算不得。
So this matter of what someone is worth, that is our own issue.
那么不仅我们个人算不得什么。
And it's not only that we aren't anything.
这个他后面又说啊，他说第七节说，可见栽种的算不得什么， 浇灌的也算不得。
In verse 7, Paul continues with that, so then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything.
这个算不得什么呢？是工作。
So the work doesn't count as anything.
算什么是人。
So the one who counts
is 算不得什么呢？是工作的问题。
So the matter of not work, not anything, that is the work.
所以呢，这里就告诉我们，今天侍奉上面。
So we know that in our service,
一个工人呢，如果老是看重自己，
if a worker is always focused upon himself,
或者贬低自己，
or if he's always lowering himself,
这个都不好，
that is all not good.
我们实在算不得，
because we really do not count as anything.
今天呢，我们到神的儿女们在地上，
we know that as God's children we are on this earth,
跟当初保罗在使徒是一样的。
And it's the same situation as when Paul was on this earth.
因为你如果从前面的话你就知道。
And if you read the context,
在哥林多很多人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的。
There were many in Corinth who said, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos.
就是有许多的圣徒们呢，他们在看重某些工人。
It's because the saints would often look highly upon certain.
他们就贬低某些工人。
And on the other hand, they would lower some other workers.
弟兄姊妹，这个都是不好。
But brothers and sisters, this is not good.
所以至少我们侍奉主的人呢，
and at least for us who are serving God,
我们要自己首先知道一件事情。
We must first know for ourselves.
我们在神眼中来看，本来就根本算不得什么。
That originally in God's eyes we wouldn't have counted as anything.
但是蒙神的怜悯，
but by His mercy,
神让你来做执事。
God allows us to be His minister.
这个执事呢？在圣经原文就是仆人的意思，你根本做仆人的。
And this term minister in the Bible actually means the servant.
什么叫做仆人呢？
What does it mean to be a servant?
做仆人的意思是听命行事的。
It means to do without.
Listen to the master.
Listen to the master.
主人怎么说你就怎么做，对不对？
Whatever your master
says, 这个才叫做仆人的。
As a
servant. 所以保罗很清楚。
So Paul was very clear.
他侍奉主，他只不过是个仆人。
As Paul was serving God, he was only
a servant. 所以他说我们算不得什么。
And that's what he said. We don't count.
是神怜悯我们，让我们做仆人。
God was merciful to us that we could be.
那我的责任就是听命行事。
And our responsibility is just to listen to the master.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天在侍奉主的人中啊，我们看见很多时候我们这个心思意念不正常。
But in sisters, you see that as those who are serving God, oftentimes our mind is not right.
有的人很重看自己。
Some people look very highly of themselves.
人一轻看我们就很难过。
And if people look down upon you, you feel bad.
有的人又自卑感很重。
And some people are always trying to look down upon themselves.
弟兄姊妹们，你要有保罗的第一个心看见，我们算不得什么。
Brothers and sisters, you must see what Paul saw, which is that we don't count as anything.
侍奉主的人呢，骄傲不对，太过分谦卑也不对。
So as a servant of God, pride is wrong and excessive humility is also wrong.
我们反而在神跟前，我们就觉得我们算不得什么。
Before God, we realize that we aren't anything.
是他拣选我们，他让我们做他的仆人。
He chose us so that we could be His servants.
那么我们就听命行事就可以。
And all we do is listen to the master.
所以这是很重要的事情。
So this is one important.
那并且保罗在这里说。
And here Paul says,
他说无论我或者亚波罗啊，无论我或者是亚波罗。
So he says, neither Apollos or me.
他说呢，无非是只是造就着自己他们个人的引导与相信。
That he each will.
在第五节。
And also in verse 5, he says, servants through whom you believe, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one.
这里呢说呢。是就是呢，你做仆人，神把恩赐赐给你。
So as a servant of God, God has given His gift to you.
什么叫赐给你的？
What does it mean to give to you?
这本来根本就不是你的。
It means that originally it wasn't yours.
所以今天你不能用神给你的恩赐来骄傲。
So today you can't be proud of the gifts that God gave you.
你也不能因为神没有赐个恩赐你就自卑了。
And if God hasn't given you some gift, you shouldn't.You shouldn't look down upon.
当然，我们知道神如果这样去做，他一定赐给你。
We know that if God tells you to do something, He definitely gives to you.
保罗，我们说，我是做仆人，听话。
Paul says, as servants, we just listen.
神赐给我个恩赐，我就照着恩赐做。
If God has given me as a gift, then I use the gift to.
重要是什么？引导人来相信。
The important thing is to lead people to believe.
亚波罗也是这样。
So Apollos did the same thing.
所以呢，在这里保罗讲到了，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了。
So here it says that I planted and Apollos watered.
那这也算了，但是。But
that still doesn't count.
我们只不过是照着主托付的做了自己的事。We're
just doing what God has entrusted us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见在这里的服侍主啊？ 你不能把你自己的感觉呢，自己的想法呢，摆得太多在里面。So
brothers and sisters, do you see in your service you cannot put too much of your own thoughts and feelings?
你知道，今天我们服侍主服侍的不好，就是我们自己的感觉太重。Today
when we don't serve the Lord well, it is because our own feelings are too strong.
一个做仆人的人，a
servant of God.
你这个算什么？What
does that count as?
对不对？ 每样事物做出，都是要人注意主人嘛，对不对？
Whatever you do, you're trying to have people focus on the master.
你做服侍的，反正叫别人都注意你呢。Why
would you be serving so that other people focus on you? And they focus on what you are doing.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是不一样的。
So brothers and sisters, this is different.
所以他说，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，只有神叫它增长。So
here says that I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth.
他说了，这个栽种的、浇灌的都是一样的。保罗在这里讲了。He
says that the one who plants and he who waters are one.
虽然功用不一样。Even
though the function is different.
但是我们都是仆人。We
are all servants.
那仆人在家里面，有的大户人家，有仆人有的仆人是扫地的，有的仆人是烧饭的，有的是洗衣服的。As
you know, in a house, some servants might be cooking, some servants might be washing the clothes.
他是工作上不一样。So
their works are different.
但在主人眼中看都是仆人。But
in the master's eyes, they're all servants.
但是你看，今天在教会中，在神的儿女的眼中看不一样。But
you see that in the church among God's people, everyone looks different.
哇，我们觉得好像烧饭的比较重要。Perhaps
you may think that the one who cooks is more important.
扫地的算了得什么？And
the person who sweeps doesn't matter.
那个洗衣服的，更算了得什么？And
the person who washes the clothes, that doesn't matter.
这是我们的错误。But
that is our mistake.
所以弟兄姊妹们。 当你要与神同工的时候，Brothers
and sisters, when you work with God,
保罗首先在这里让我们看见，
Paul here first shows us,
我们人算不得什么，
that we do not count as anything,
我们所做的算不得什么，
and what we do doesn't count as anything.
你不要轻看这两个原则，你轻看，你要知道你守住这个原则，你才能够与神同工。
Don't overlook these principles. If you follow these, then you will be able to work with God.
保罗先讲这个，然后呢，下面才讲到我们是与神同工。So
Paul mentions this first, and then he says that we are working with God.
我最近呢，在香港。Recently
in Hong Kong.
弟兄姊妹们呢，这个讲到这个约翰福音。I
was speaking about the Gospel of John.
这个约翰福音呢，第一章开始说。
And in John chapter 1, one person who came out was John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was truly unique. But he is also the first example of someone who serves in the New Testament. He had great influence. And in his work, he was. It was with much power. And the Jewish people were very admirable. And so at some point, they sent people to ask.
问他说,
they said, are you a prophet? Are you Elijah?
但这个士许约翰的回答很特别啊。But John's
response was very unique.
他说我不是。
He said no.
他说你这个也不是，那个也不是，你到底是什么？And
they said, "Who are you?" So that means, "Who are you? What do you say about yourself?"
后来呢，他被逼着他只好讲说，我是旷野里面的一个声音。And
finally, he said, "I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness."
弟兄姊妹，你们想到，如果人今天这样问你，But
sisters, have you ever thought if someone asks you,
如果我是使徒约翰的话呢？
If I were John the Baptist,
当然我可以否认我不是先知，也不是基督。
Of course, I could say that I am not a prophet, and I am not Christ.
至少我可以告诉他们说的，我是耶稣基督的先锋。
But at least I can say that I am the forerunner of Christ.
他也没这样。But
he didn't say that.
所以呢，因此呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们就看见在这里有一个非常好的一个榜样。
Therefore, we see that here, there's a very good example.
今天我们在侍奉上，我们努力地告诉别人，我不是。So
today in our service, we must strive to tell people, I am not.
哇，你看多少侍奉主的人，我是什么？我是什么？我是什么？
There are so many of God's people, God's workers who say, I am this, I am that.
一个真正侍奉主的人应该是我什么都不是。But
one who truly serves God should be, I am not.
感谢主啊，那个主日啊，有一个弟兄上去讲道，那天到讲的还不错。And
we thank the Lord, that Sunday there was a brother who went up to speak.
这散了会了，我就过去，我跟他讲，哎，感谢主，今天您的分享非常好。And
after the meeting, I went to him and I said, praise the Lord, today your sharing was very good.
他立刻给我回答，尊弟兄，我不是。And
immediately he came to me and he replied, brother son, I am not.
因为他刚刚听我讲过约翰福音。Because
he had just heard me speak upon the book of John.
感谢主，这是我们今天首先在主面前。 该有的一个态度。But
thank the Lord, this is the attitude that we must have.
如果我们想让那个与神同工，那个服事的好。If
we want to work with God and we want to serve well.
保罗在这里所说的是非常重要的原则。What
Paul has spoken here is a very important principle.
我们要感觉我们实在算不得什么。We
must truly see that we are nothing.
我们所做的实在也算不得什么。And
that what we do is nothing.
只有那个叫他们生长的神，那个才是。
Only the God who's causing the growth is the most important thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
sister,
今天主呼召我们来与他同工。
Today the Lord has called us to work with him.
我们要能忠于主的托付。
And we want to receive the Lord's burden.
能不叫主所托付的职事被毁谤。
And we don't want the ministry he has given us to be in vain.
所以我们首先要注意我们这个人的光景。So
we must first pay attention to our condition.
和我们所做的工作的光景。And
along with the condition of the work we are doing.
所以按理讲，每一个跟随主弟兄姊妹里面都应当安息。So
theoretically, all who serve the Lord should have peace in their hearts.
因为我们是仆人呐。
Because we are servants.
我们不是主人呐。We
are not masters.
我们不需要引起别人的注意。We
don't need to strive for others.
别人注不注意我们根本就无所无关紧要。And
whether or not people pay attention to you, that is, that doesn't
matter. 我们要忠心的是主所托付给我们的。But
we just have to be faithful to what the Lord has entrusted us.
是我们自己的本分，不是。And we do our best.
那么有的人做的多，有人做的少。 Some people may serve more, some people may serve less.
这个并没有关系。
But that isn't important.
所以你看见保罗在世的日子，他们的侍奉给我们做了美好的一个榜样。So
we see that in his day, Paul's service was a great example to us.
所以当保罗讲完算什么算不得什么之后，然后他才说我们是与神同工的。And
after Paul has said that they are nothing and that their work is nothing, then Paul says, we are God's fellow workers.
所以这个前面变成了你与神同工的一个基本的一个条件。So
this becomes a basic principle to work with God.
所以只有站在这样一个地位上，你能够。Only
when you stand in such a place can you work with God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，服事主不是我们今天凭着我们自己所想象的。
Brother and sister, serving the Lord is not what we often think what it is.
我这么多年过来，我里面有的时候叹息。
After so many years, sometimes there is a sign in my heart.
还今天在找侍奉主人有多少？You
see, that there are so many people in this world who serve the Lord.
但真正像保罗这样懂得侍奉原则的人寥寥无几。But
how many are there who truly understand the principle here that Paul says?
难怪我们的侍奉他弄来弄去都弄不对。
No wonder, no matter what we do in our service, we don't do it.
因为你那个工作不是与神同工。Because
your work is not working with God.
你是自己在那里发热心。You
are being zealous by your
own. 你是靠着自己的聪明才干在服事。
You are using your own intelligence and strength.
弟兄姊妹们, 愿今天主开我们的眼睛。
Today may the Lord open our eyes.
但愿主更多人得着像保罗这样的人。
And may the Lord receive more people like Paul.
是真正的能够与神同工的。
People who truly can work with God.
然后呢，保罗下面才讲到，他说呢，我们今天在主面前所做的这个所有的功夫，要到将来才能看能不能得到主的奖赏。
And Paul here then says that all the work we do today, it is only until the future that we will see if we can receive a reward.
所以这个也给我们带来很大的鼓励和安慰。
So that also gives us a great comfort. So as you serve the Lord, don't focus on this or that.
你把眼睛盯在主人的身上。
Put your eyes upon the Master.
他托付给你的事情呢，你要用功的去做。
What He has entrusted you, you must work faithfully.
那么将来呢，神就根据你今天所做的功来定你的奖赏。
And one day the Lord will give you a reward according to what you have done.
请我们记得，没有任何人帮助你的。
Let us remember, no one can help you.
你要尽你自己的本分服事。
You must serve by your own, by your own best.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们开头讲到你要与神同工的，我们先把这些把它弄清楚。
So when we speak about working with God, we must get these things clear.
然后呢，他下面才告诉我们，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
And then Paul continues to say that we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field in God's building.
我们在这里哈，好像似乎感觉呢，主耶稣保罗呢，把这个工人跟弟兄姊妹分开了，对不对？
Here it almost seems that Paul has separated the workers from the brothers and sisters.
其实不是的。
But actually, that's not the case.
我们知道他们所讲到是侍奉的原则。
We know that here it is speaking about a principle.
所有的服事都应当是与神同工的。
That all service should be with God.
今天神的思想是全体都是侍奉的人。
And today God's intention is that the entire body is God.
不过他只不过是什么呢？在这里把这个工人跟工作的这个性质把它分开了说。
But here he is just separating the character of service.And the work.
那么我们今天与神同工要做什么呢？
So today, if we work with God, what do we do?
这里我想弟兄姊妹我们也清楚啊。
And brothers and sisters should be clear.
神在这里呢，就告诉他说呢，教会呢，就是神所耕种的田地所建造的房屋。
Here we are told that the church is God's field and God's building.
所以这里呢，再次提醒我们。我们在这里服侍什么呢？
Here it reminds us of what we are serving.
我们服侍的目的是什么呢？
And what our purpose of service is.
你侍奉主的人是为了神的目的。
So as a servant of God, you are serving for His purpose.
我再说呢，跟我们这个人有没有名声呢？有没有地位？有没有什么利益？这完全毫无关系的。
Again, this has nothing to do with whether we have any position or anything.
我们是蒙召来与神同工，是为了他的目的。
We are called by God's grace to serve for His purpose.
教会是神所耕种的田地。
And the church is God's field.
神要教会首先呢，成为一个田地。
God wants the church to be a field.
当然，这个田地的思想在圣经里面是。很多的。
Of course, we see the field mentioned many times in the Bible.
那么，神好像把他的工作用一个田地来形容。
And God seems to have described His work as a field.
那田地呢？我们晓得主要是生产粮食。
And we know that a field is used for producing food.
那么还有一个是延续生命。
And also to continue life.
就这个目的看起来简单。
So the purpose seems to be very simple.
第二个，你要产生这个粮食。
First, you must harvest food.
第二个，延续生命。
And next, you must continue the life.
今天我们在教会中的侍奉也是这样。
So our service in the church is the same.
要生命丰盛起来。
The life must become abundant.
要生命能够有延续。
And the life must continue.
那么保罗在这里说了，他呢，就是一个 栽种的人。
Here Paul says that he is a planter.
那么，我们晓得这个田是什么
？So what is a field?
因为姊妹知道这个田是什么。
Brothers and sisters, do you know what this field is?
你在哪里来耕种
？Where are you planting?
马太福音十三章告诉我。
Matthew 13 tells us.
这个田地就是我们的心。
That this field is the heart of man.
所以因此呢，在这里呢，保罗告诉我们，他来栽种。
Here Paul tells us that he is planting.
当然，栽种呢，第一个你需要耕田。
And of course, if you are planting, you must first till the field.
那么这里告诉我们呢，这个耕田呢，不是耕人的头脑，是耕人的心。
And as you can see, that you are not trying to till a person's mind, you are tilling a person's heart.
我看今天呢，在基督教里，整个的工作都是耕人的头脑。
Today, in all of Christianity, everyone seems to be working to till people's minds.
哇，用各式各样的知识。
You use all kinds of knowledge.
用人的这个聪明才干。
You use much human intelligence.
征服人的头脑。
And you try to conquer people's minds.
这是错了。
Brothers and sisters, that's wrong.
真正的侍奉是耕种人的心田。
True service is tilling people's hearts.
哇，你知道这个侍奉是多不容易。
And that is such a difficult service.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在哪里耕种？是在人的心田里面耕种。
Brothers and sisters, we are tilling in people's hearts.
有的时候你看见人的心，非常的刚硬。
Sometimes you see that someone's heart is very hard.
所以今天我们把人的心夺回来。
So today we must capture people's hearts and return them to our Lord.
我永远不会忘记1968年。
I will never forget 1968.
主呼召我的时候。
When the Lord called me.
那个时候呢，我心里想，主呼召我出来侍奉做什么呢
？That time I was wondering, why did the Lord call me to serve?
那个时候我很年轻。
That time I was very young.
我会唱歌
，I knew how to sing。
我就说呢，将来出来之后呢，我就领诗歌。
So I thought I would come out to be someone who led the singing time。
的确，开头很长一段时间我就领诗歌。
And for a long time, I was the person leading opening the time。
我也很喜欢领诗歌。
And I enjoyed doing that。
我把诗歌领的也蛮好的。
And I think I did a good job。
你们原谅我吧，不用我看很多弟兄们在台上领诗歌，冷冷冰冰。
There are many people who are serving in the front, and they're thinking very cold.
好像这个聚会里看不见什么很热的情况。
As if you can't see the fire in the church.
哇！我一上台领诗歌，我能把整个聚会把它领得非常火热。
And that fact, when I led the hymn time, I could make the hearts of all the people very warm.
因为当初弟兄们告诉我们。
Because brothers and sisters told me.
他说你领诗歌你是预备圣徒的灵啊。
They said that when you are leading the hymns, you are preparing.
所以你要把圣徒们的灵把它带起来。
So you must lift up the spirits of the people.
哇，就是这个书，我那个时候一直在研究怎么样把人的灵带起来。
So I spent so much time trying to understand how to lift up people's spirits.
所以很长一段时间呢，年长弟兄们都喜欢我领诗。
So for a long time, the older brothers enjoyed it when I led the hymn.
因为我一领诗啊，这个整个聚会的灵就起来了。
Because when I led the time, everyone's hearts would be raised up.
我总要把这个聚会的灵呢，把它带到很好的光景中，然后再交给讲员。
I wanted to lift up people's spirits to a very great condition, and then give the time to the speaker.
我现在看好像现在诗歌的弟兄们很少有几个人有这个想法。
But today I see that very few brothers who are leading the time have this thought.
弟兄姊妹们，基督徒的唱诗也是很重要，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, singing hymns.
那不是个节目啊
！It's not a show.
不是一个不是 show， 这个 program.
It's not a program.
不是个节目。
It's not a
这个诗歌是引弟兄姊妹们敬拜神的。
But these hymns are leading people to worship God.
所以那个时候我就想说，哎呀，我将来出来侍奉主，我可以领诗歌，对不对
？So then I thought, if I come out to serve the Lord, I can.Lead the hymn time.
那个时候我想我，也不会讲道。
I was thinking I did not know how to preach.
但是呢，我可以去服侍儿童。
But I can serve the children's ministry.
教会里面呢，还可以去传福音。
I can preach the gospel.
所以我当初主呼召我，我就想，将来我出来就是这样侍奉。
So when the Lord called me, I thought this is how I would serve.
结果那天呢，主告诉我说什么呢？不，都不是这些。
But that day the Lord told me, no, that is not these things.
他说我告诉你，我另有一个生命的工作。
He said, no, I have a set. On the other hand, I have the
engineering
of life for you.
啊，我说生命的工程。
I said engineering of life.
所以那一天主就很清楚告诉我，侍奉主不是光是做一些事。
So that day the Lord told me very clearly that serving the Lord isn't just doing a few things.
不是光讲一些道，不是光是领一些诗，不是光是安排一些聚会。
It isn't just preaching a few words. It isn't just leading a few hymns. It isn't just doing some things.
请弟兄姊妹听清楚了啊。
Brothers and sisters, please understand.
主告诉我说什么呢？侍奉主是处理人性。
But the Lord told me.That serving the Lord is to deal with man's nature.
哇，你要真正懂得侍奉，你就知道这个是要命的东西。
So you know that if you're someone who understands, this will require your life.
领诗歌容易。
It's easy to lead the hymns.
甚至讲道也不是那样困难。
And preaching is not that difficult.
摆板凳更容易。
And it's even easier to set up the chairs.
处理人性。
But to deal with human nature.
那是一个何等不容易的一件事情。
That is such a difficult thing.
所以要我们的主要付上重大的代价死在十字架上。
The Lord had to pay a heavy price and die on the cross.
所以那个时候我很年轻。
That time I was very young.
但是我也知道，服侍主不容易。
But I knew serving the Lord is not easy.
这几十年过来
，And in these tens of years,
侍奉最难的点就在处理人性。
The most difficult aspect of service is to deal with human nature.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。那个才是真正侍奉的价值。
But sisters, that is the value.
所以呢，今天你要叫教会成为美好的田地，你要知道怎样在人的心里面来耕种。
So today, if you want the church to become a good field, you must know how to till the hearts of man.
哇，我们很多时候会碰见一个弟兄姊妹心很刚硬。
Sometimes you encounter a person's heart and they're very hardened.
有的时候碰见弟兄姊妹心很冷酷。
And sometimes you encounter someone's heart and he's very cold.
所以你就觉得服侍都是服侍不动的。
And you feel that it is impossible for you.
多难啊！
It is so difficult.
要夺取人的心归给主多不容易啊！
It is so difficult to capture people's hearts and give them to the Lord.
所以我们看见当初使徒们侍奉的时候，
We see that when the apostles,
他们尽心竭力，
They served with their entire strength.
就是要把人的心扭转回来，
To turn people's hearts back to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。我们这个心呢，在没有信主之前呢，就已经是一个野地。
Brothers and sisters, before we believe in the Lord, our hearts are a wild field.
就是一个荒地。
And it's a wilderness.
虽然我们得救了
，even though we are saved，
但是呢，我们的心还没改变。
But our hearts have not been changed.
我们的心仍旧像荒地，像野地。
And our hearts are as a wilderness.
所以你看，你的父母骂孩子，一个孩子怎么心这么野？啊，很对呀。
And sometimes the parents may yell at their children and say, "Your hearts are so wild."
弟兄姊妹，不是那孩子们心野，我们的心也很野啊。
But it's not only your children's hearts that are wild; your hearts are also wild.
哇，你想要管制控制他多困难呢，对不对
？It is so difficult to control your.
他像野马一样。
They are like a wild horse.
哇，你要控制他非常非常困难的。
The more you try to control them, the more difficult it is.
弟兄姊妹们。在旧约圣经，先知们已经讲到了。
Brothers and sisters, it was already mentioned.
神的工作是要把荒地、把野地，把它改变，变成好土，变成肥田。
God's work was to turn that wilderness into a fertile soil.
所以真正的侍奉的成功
，So the success in service.
你看这教会的光景好了。
You see that the condition in the church is.
那是弟兄姊妹的心转变。
It is because the hearts of the people have
changed. 不是人多了热闹，我们才是好事的。
Good is not equal to having more people and being very active.
是人的心转变。
But that the hearts of the people are turned.
所以保罗说：“我栽种。”
So Paul says, "I have planted."
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这个栽种是非常的不容易。
We see that planting is very difficult.
你第一个要把土松了，对不对
？First, the soil must be loosened.
光松土就很难了。
And that is very difficult.
所以很多时候，你看保罗流泪。
And we see how Paul is.
哦，有时候有些人受感动，你心本来很紧的。
And we see how some brothers and sisters, their hearts used to be very hard, but after they were moved by the Lord, their hearts softened. But after you loosen the soil, after you loosen the soil, there's still much work. You must remove the rocks. You have to remove the rocks and the grass. You must remove all the worms. And then you can sow the seeds.
保罗说我栽种，哇，这个工作就是非常非常不容易。So
Paul says he is one who plants, and that is a very difficult task.
感谢我们的神。But
we thank our God.
那么当初保罗主得过他做仆人。That
the Lord had gained him as his servant.
他真的是一个好农夫啊，在地上做耕种。And
he truly was a good farmer who was tilling that ground.
那么好，保罗说呢，我栽种了。
And Paul says, I have planted.
然后亚波罗的浇灌,
and Apollos water.
亚波罗怎么浇灌呢?
And how did Apollos water?
亚波罗不是把知识给人。
Apollos wasn't giving knowledge.
他开始是知识。
At the beginning, it was knowledge.
什么地理、天文、地理这些都是很多知识。
It was philosophy, it was astronomy.
那么他很懂得圣经。
And he understood the Bible very well.
后来亚基拉、百基拉碰见他，对不对？
But then he encountered Aquila and Priscilla.
哇，他们觉得这个弟兄啊，这个圣经很可惜啊，眼睛没开。They
said that this brother was very understood the Bible well, but
his eyes were closed. 所以就把他接到家里面来。So
they took him to their house.
把基督的意义给他讲清楚。And
they showed him the way of
Christ. 哇，亚波罗得到非常大的帮助。And
then Apollos was greatly helped.
所以从那天开始，他的眼睛开了。And
from that day forward, his eyes
were opened. 他在讲圣经的时候呢。 有启示的光,
and when he preached on the word, it was a light of revelation.
能够叫神的儿女们生命得到浇灌的是启示的原因。
So it is a word of revelation that causes people's eyes
to open. 那个才是生命的水。
That is the water of life.
今天呢，我们看见各道各处，我们听见很多道，都是道头脑里面来的。
Today we hear so many sermons, and it's all in our heads.
没有进到心里面。
It hasn't entered our hearts.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。 保罗说，他栽种，亚波罗浇灌。So
here it says that Paul has planted and Apollos watered.
确实是这样。And
despite that,
保罗人就说，这算不得什么。Paul
says, "What is this?"
最后是怎么样的
？In the end,
是神叫它生长。God
is the one who causes it to grow.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这个生长，生的增长，这个才是最重要的。The
growth of life is the most important thing.
所以呢？ 你真正的与神同工,
if you truly work with God,
你看见没? 你栽种他浇灌,
you see that you plant, he waters,
然后呢, 神就叫他生长,
and then God causes it to grow.
所以保罗、亚波罗他们是真正与神同工的人。
So Paul and Apollos truly worked with God.
所以今天呢，你看见就知道很多神侍奉啊，这个栽种也不对，浇灌也不对。
So today you see that in service, oftentimes the planting is not right and the watering is not right, and even God can't do anything to
change.
No wonder year after year, we see that brothers and sisters still gather together, but their life doesn't grow. So we have to come back and consider this matter of
service.
Don't treat this as a light.
不要以为说这些我们都知道。
Don't think that we already know this.
弟兄姊妹，这些年我再回到这些话语里面的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as we and the past few years,
我里面有深处的自责。
I have a deep.
到底我们这些年我们在教会都做了什么了？
That in these past few years, what have we done in the church?
为什么弟兄姊妹的生命没有增长呢？
Why have the lives of brothers and sisters not grown?
弟兄姊妹，我们真正的与神同工吗？
Brothers and sisters, have we truly worked with God?
好好思想。
We must.
可能有大的问题。
Perhaps there is a grave mistake.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful.
教会，神要叫它成为一个田地。
God will cause the church to be a field.
这应该是五谷丰盛生产。
And it should be a place where life grows.
应该是果子累累结出来的一个地方。
And it should bear forth much fruit.
应该看起来就像荒地。
People should not look like a wilderness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，求主赐给我们。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord be merciful.
让我们真正与神同工。
May we truly work with him.
我们跟他同配。
May we cooperate with him.
我们做，神也做。
That what we are doing, God is also doing.
才会真正的结果。
And then there will be results.
所以与神同工是非常重要的一件事情。
So working with God is such an important matter.
那么不仅是一个田地。
So it's not only a field.
那么保罗也告诉我们是建造的房屋。
Paul also tells us that it is a building.
这个我们都知道，今天教会是神的房屋。
Today we know that the church is.
当然不是指着这个礼拜堂说的了。
Of course, it's not speaking of a physical building.
虽然这个礼拜堂蛮大的。
Even though this is a pretty big
city. 但神也不要住在其中。
But God doesn't want to dwell in this building.
因为这个房屋是指着我们这些圣徒们说的。
Because the building here speaks of us.
我们要把教会建造成为神可以居住的地方。
We must build the church as a place where God can dwell.
那么弟兄姊妹们，你想想看。
Brothers and sisters, consider.
我们现在在这里聚会。
Today we are gathered here.
是神可以住的地方吗？
Is it a place where God can dwell?
神住得进来吗？
Can God live in here?
他能在这里得安息吗？
Can he find rest here?
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们。 我们让你的心要把教会建造成为神可以居住的地方。Brothers
and sisters, we must desire to build the church as a place where God can dwell.
那么什么样的房屋是神所要的？
What kind of building is what God wants?
我想这个问题我们多年都在问，对不对？
Perhaps you have been asking this for so many years. Let us ask it again.
提醒一次。
Let us remind
you. 什么样的房屋是神所要的？
What kind of building is what God wants?
弟兄姊妹，你想什么样的房屋是神所要？
Brothers and sisters, what do you think is a building that God wants?
在旧约时代中，大卫为神建造圣殿。
In the Old Testament, David built the temple for God.
那么圣殿每一个部分都是神所计划。
And each aspect of the temple was according to God's
plan. 所以他建造出来虽然是物质的东西。
So even though he built a physical building,
那么神也愿意住在其中。
God was willing to dwell
in it.
And God's glory was revealed. Today, we aren't building God's house with physical materials. Where is God's greatest rest? God's greatest rest is in Christ. Or upon Christ's life. We see what is recorded in the beginning of Mark.
30岁出来侍奉的时候,
that when Jesus came out to serve when he was 30,
那么他第一件事情他就受浸,
the first thing he did was to get baptized.
他从水里一上来,
and as soon as he came out of the water,
圣灵就像鸽子一样在他身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove.
在圣经有的圣经里面讲究, 神圣灵就安家在基督的身上。
And in some translations, it says that the Holy Spirit dwelt upon him.
所以这个就很明显告诉我们,
so this clearly tells us,
哪里有基督，哪里才有神的家。
Where Christ is, that is where the house of God is.
弟兄姊妹们, 教会是圣灵居住的所在。
Brothers and sisters, the church is where the Holy Spirit dwells.
所以彼得讲的是个灵宫啊。
So Peter speaks of a living house.
是圣灵在这里居住，神在这里。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells there, so God can dwell there.
所以因此呢，在这里我们要知道一件事情：教会里面必须让基督的身份增加。
We know that the
那个要基督啊。 The measurement of Christ will increase.
So that in the church, the measure of Christ should increase.
这个必须要增加。
It must increase.
所以我们不能把世界东西带来，现在把世界的活动都拿出来。
We must not bring in the things of the world and the activities of this world.
每个弟兄姊妹都好好的活在基督所赐给我们的生命里面。
And brothers and sisters should live in the life that God has given us.
让基督的成分在我们身上越过越。
And that the measure of Christ should become more and more
abundant.
Ephesians 4 tells us
那么神的家的建造的材料,
that the materials for building God's house
它必须具备有一种特别的性格,
They must have a unique character.
什么样的性格可以建造神的家呢？
What kind of characteristic can
build God's house? 就基督的性格可以建造神的家。
Only the character of Christ.
所以我们在中间追求我们性格上的改变。
So we must pursue the, our character to be changed.
生命上的改变。
Our life must be changed.
弟兄姊妹们，我们再说，如果年日久了，弟兄姊妹们头脑知识增加了，这个不叫增加。
We know that as you grow older, that you increase in knowledge, but that is not increase.
那个性格上改变，那个才是真正的增加。
We see that true increase is for your character of life.
啊，我举个实际的例子。
Let me give a practical
example. 我们前两个礼拜我们一个侍奉聚会。
Two weeks ago, there was a service meeting.
有个弟兄啊，举了一个很幼稚的问题。
And one brother spoke of a very elementary question.
啊，有个弟兄啊，就被他激动了。脸红脖子粗啊，这个脾气就起来了。
And there was one brother who was stirred up so that his face turned red and became very angry.
然后他就生气，他就你举了什么，就越讲声音越大。
And the more he spoke, the louder his voice got.
然后他旁边的弟兄声音小一点，弟兄声音小一点。
And those of us next to him, we said, brother, please lower your voice.
他气，脾气一上来，呛呛，气得不得了。
But his temper had flared up and he was very angry.
然后啊。过一下他就站起来就跑掉了。
And afterwards, he stood up and he left.
啊，这个气氛一弄，大家变得这个很紧张，变得很严肃。
And everyone was in a very solemn and serious, mind.
大家就不知道怎么，他大概生气跑掉了。
And people thought that he had become angry and just left.
后来呢，弟兄说：“哎，别着急，可能去上厕所。”
And a brother said, "Perhaps he just went to use the restroom."
是啊。感谢主，过了几分钟，他真的回来。
But thank the Lord, after a few minutes, he came back.
回来就坐下。
And he sat down.
然后最后我们结束祷告。
And at the end, we had an ending prayer.
他也开口祷告。
And he also spoke up the prayer.
我们心里非常受感动。
And in our hearts, we were truly moved.
如果按照他从前的脾气个性的话。
According to his former temper.
我看你闹翻了就跑掉，根本不回来的。
That if you made him angry, then he left and he wouldn't come back.
现在你们显然的看见。我们的弟兄性格上转变。
But here we can see that our brother's character was changed.
弟兄姊妹，这是极其宝贵的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a precious thing.
教会，我们知道主不怕难处。
We know that God is not afraid of difficulty.
主怕我们不改变。
But God fears that we do not change.
请你记得这句话。
Brothers and sisters, remember this.
神不怕难处。
God is not afraid.
如果主耶稣怕难处，那就不到地上来了，对不对呢？
If our Lord Jesus was afraid of difficulty,
他来就是要解决难处。
He wouldn't have come to this earth.
他最怕的就是我们不改变。
He came to this earth to resolve difficulties.
我们的性格没有改变。
He is most afraid that we do not change.
神没有材料可以建造。
And if we don't change, then God has no materials to
build. 所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，只有当神的儿女们在基督里有了这种改变，基督的性格出来了。教会才建造的材料。
Brothers and sisters, only after the our character changes and measure of Christ comes out,
then
we are building material.
神的家就会被建起来。
And then the house of God can be built.
今天我们很痛心的，就看见很多神的儿女都是不断的在分裂，很少看还能够合的，对不对？
Today our hearts are truly hurt because we see that.But brothers and sisters are so easy to be separated.
这不说明什么呢？我们性格出问题了，你知道吗？
It's because something has gone wrong in our character.
我们生命出问题了。
There's something wrong in our life.
这样教会怎么得建造？
And in this way, how can the church be built up?
弟兄姊妹与神同工。
The brothers and sisters working with God.
就像把教会建造成为可神可居住的所在。
Needs to build up the church to be a place where God can dwell.
让我们都可
以。May the Lord be merciful.
我们都作为。成为与神同工的伴侣。
May we all be people who can work with God.
当然不仅是为了他的家。
Of course, it's not just for his house.
最终我们是为了他的国度。
And eventually, it is for his kingdom.
啊，与神同工为了他的国度。
We work together for his kingdom.
这个国度呢，两面，一面是传福音。
And there are two aspects of this kingdom. One is the preaching gospel.
让神的国度开展。
That through the gospel, the kingdom of God expands.
另外一面呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们相互的勉励。
And the next is that we encourage one another.
并且呢，在像保罗所讲，在所信的道上面能够坚定稳固。
As Paul says, to be firm in the word of truth.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们与神同工。
Brothers and sisters, today we want to work with God.
啊， 我们要把教会建到成为神的田地。
We must build up the church to be God's field.
把教会建到成为神的房屋。
And to be God's house.
那就教会成为神国度的一个彰显。
So that the church is a demonstration of His kingdom.
就是保罗在哥林多前书第三章中。
So here in 1 Corinthians 3,
这段话的侍奉上面来讲是非常重要的。
This word about serving the Lord is such an important topic.
就仰望主的怜悯。
May the Lord be merciful to us.
因为这边人趁着地上还有机会。
And while there is still an opportunity,
把我们自己跟神之间的关系把它调整对。
Let us adjust our relationship with the Lord to be right.
把工作托付给我们的工作把它调整对。
What the Lord has entrusted to us, let us make that right.
好像我们还有不多的机会
so that while there are few opportunities,
我们共同的在这里因为与神同工
together we may be here working with God
让神的目的能够被实现出来
that God's purpose can be done
所以晚上今天晚上我们先讲到与神同工
so tonight we first speak about working with God
我想这个对于今天我们来讲，真的是太重要的一个真理。
This is such an important truth for us.
真的不可思议。
May the Lord bless His word.
我今天准备了。
Let's have another word.
准备了，这个是明天要用的。
我们满心的感谢。
Well, we are truly full of thanksgiving.
是你把我们聚在这个地方。
You have gathered us here.
也让我们一同来读你的话。
And you allow us to read your word together.
你也借着你的话来教导我们。
And through your word, you are teaching us.
我愿意使我们里面有醒悟过来。
May you awaken us from inside.
虽然我们很多人侍奉你已经多年。
Though many of us have served you for many years.
但是我们一再需要你来更新我。
We need you to renew us.
我愿我们今天能够真正成为与你同工的一班人。
May we truly be a people who work with you.
好叫你的旨意能够得到成就。
That your will be accomplished.
仰望你的怜悯。
And we look to your mercy.
我们渴望在地上的日子。
And that in our days on earth.
我们能把你的喜悦的服事献给你。
May we offer you the service that is pleasing to you.
让你的心能够得到满足。
May your heart be satisfied.
我们也相信主啊，你还会给我们很多机会。
Lord, we believe that you will give us many opportunities.
我愿我们能像保罗一样。
May we be like Paul,
明白你的心
to know your will,
知道站在对的地位上
to stand in the right place,
知道怎样在你的手中成为可用的器皿
to know how to be a vessel useful in your hands.
谢谢你的同在
We thank you for your presence.
垂听我们的祷告
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.